Well, you heard it here first, folks. No Avengers 4 trailer. Sorry, guys. Well, we got other news for you here at the Alamo City.
Black Panther and The Lion King are basically the same story. Action!
You're listening to Alamo City Movie Talk.
What's going on, moviegoers all over the world? My name is Ryan D. Ignola Ryan 680.
I'm Juan the Cook Cranio.
And I am Justin at Dose of Stir.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Movie Talk for movie fans, ladies and gentlemen, out there in the movie world. We got so much good stuff for you guys. So I do want to apologize. We did take another mid-season break. You know, we've been all chaotic. Happy holidays, though, from the Alamo City Movie Talk crew, from our family to yours as well, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, it just... so much crazy stuff, so much holiday season. Justin, how's your holidays going?
My wife left me and took the kids.
Oh, damn it. Okay, well, again, that happened. You had to divorce her again. Charlie, how are you doing this holiday season?
Let's just say I forgot to look at my scales, so my weight's gone up.
Doesn't all of our weight go up, including yours, Justin, right? Depression.
Yeah, I drink a lot of beer.
No, you eat your feelings.
No, I drink.
My okay. feelings. And he eats too. Alrighty, guys, let's get started. Let's get started on the first topic. Alright, so I'm going to go ahead and mention, of course, the crazy stuff that just happened last Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. If you were not eating turkey, you put down that damn turkey bone right now, guys, because you know why? It's The Lion King, ladies and gentlemen. The Lion King trailer happened on Thursday. Everyone was shocked. The world was shocked. Disney was shocked. How many views every single person gave them was a world record for any Disney trailer out there in 24 hours. Huge record. Now, with that being said, what the hell is going on? We did not do a trailer reaction. We're just so busy this weekend. And, you know, we didn't really give much of our thoughts on there. So, Charlie, go ahead and get us started, man. What did you think of the trailer?
I wasn't shocked when I saw it. I was just like, oh, cool. And then I started eating my turkey. But it was kind of cool. You know, you see shot for shot. It was kind of like I was back in the 90s. Okay. Everything was the same. I looked at Twitter and everybody's like, if I see Mufasa die, I'm going to leave. So, yeah. You know, I'm kind of excited. I'm kind of worried only because Beyonce's in it. And we won't say much about that.
Okay.
I think she's going to do good.
Okay. All right. Justin, what are your thoughts?
You know, I've seen a lot of episodes of National Geographic, and I've seen the way lions brutally die. So I'm wondering if Disney's going to implement that. Mm-hmm. a bloody death.
Yeah,
you're gonna see that. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, I do want to see. I want to see how intense it's gonna get. I want to feel the momentum. I want to feel the intensity between Mufasa and Scar during that scene, you know, and
I can still hear the whisper.
Long live the king.
No, brother. But shout out to James Earl Jones for staying healthy all these years.
I know, right?
And coming back.
Yeah, true. He's still coming back.
I'm very curious to see how Donald Glover's going to do. I mean, hands down, one of the best actors, in my opinion.
I know you're all over him right now.
Oh, so. Hell yeah, man. Jack of all trades, man. Shit. Come on.
Yeah, no, I feel you there, man. So, I really wanted to do a trailer reaction, but I felt like it was, like, way too late, per se, to do it because everyone's already done with it. I wanted to do it on Sunday, but I was like, that's too late. Like, it just sucks. And we were just full. I didn't feel like it. I felt too fat. If you weren't fat, guys, I'm sorry.
I don't know how many naps I took on Thursday.
Right? Like, it was just... Thursday didn't even feel like Thursday. Like, it didn't feel like Thanksgiving for me. I don't know. For me, waking up that morning, I was just like, it's Thanksgiving? The only reason why I know is because Angela was like she was like cooking for like since like 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock, and I did not know she was gonna do that, so I was playing Red Dead till like 2 o'clock in the morning. And if you don't know what Red Dead is, just
you're stop. In a cave.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it felt like Thanksgiving to me. I mean, you know, waking up hungover and going to go play football in the morning. That was Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I saw that. Who are all those who are all those guys over there that you
jealous?
Longtime friends? I know, right? Why were we invited? We are not
I'm not a sports person.
Those are my A1s since day one.
Oh. Dang.
And I'm gonna drink your water.
That's fine.
That was mine.
By the way, step up your water game. And nobody drinks Dasani. It's all about Fiji and smart water.
Nope, nope, it's Dasani, bro.
The Fiji.
Anyway,
I mean, so I mean, just.
Do you think it's gonna be a musical?
I mean, it has to be. It has to be.
I'm thinking it's gonna go the same way as the Jungle Book.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
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 But the Jungle Book wasn't a musical.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
But they did have their moments.
Oh, no, 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 no. I don't think it's gonna go Jungle Book. I don't think it's gonna go Jungle Book whatsoever. No, I think it's gonna be straight true to the story. And it's funny too, because even Comic Strike told me this with Beauty and the Beast, the last one. He was all like, it's gonna go frame by frame, and it literally was pretty much frame by frame. Beauty and the Beast, their animation and the remake of the real life one. And with this one, the live action Lion King, I feel like they should do the same way.
It looks like it.
Because it just, if you change something in this story, and they did say they're going to add a new character too. I don't know who it is, but they say they're going to add. So as long as they don't change the story up, like the stories.
Pumbaa's got a brother.
Or I can't wait to be king or some, you know, stories like songs like that. I feel like needs to stay rich to the art. And that's what it was.
Yeah, I won't doubt that it will.
Yeah, and it, I mean,
it'll be a Donald Glover exclusive.
Dude, I mean, Donald Glover, I mean, this is an A-list cast. I mean, it's phenomenal. I cannot wait to see this unfold.
I just want to see Timon and Pumbaa.
Seth Rogen.
Yes. And Billy from the Streets.
Yeah, that's a good cast.
Dude, we got so much
cast. John Oliver replacing Ron Atkinson. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah, like, we have so much, talent in here, and it's just phenomenal. I cannot wait to see how it unfolds on the screen. And to top it all off, we did get a poster, guys. If you haven't already, be sure to check it out on Alamo City Movie Talk page. The poster was Simba, and it was like his dad's paw print on there, and like his little paw print was on. Dude, who thought Simba was so cute?
No.
When you first saw him, when he was holding, like, you didn't think he was cute?
I thought it was a National Geographic episode.
What?
The lion reaches the tiger nest.
That's it.
Crikey! That's what I was expecting.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so no one else was all like, this is so cute.
No.
Oh, okay.
My turkey actually was just me. Cuter.
So Nala, of course, is Beyonce, James Earl Jones, Mufasa. We got Seth Rogen's going to be Pumbaa. I can't wait. Timon's going to be Billy. Man, this is John Oliver, Zazu. Like, dude, this cast is phenomenal. I love every single one that's in here. So when I did saw the monkey, though, I did want to say that, wow.
The
monkey when he first comes out on the screen? The monkey.
Yeah. They're baboons.
The baboons. I'm sorry, the baboons.
It's 2018. We got to be politically correct. Peter will be all over this.
The baboon that showed up was like, wow, the color of his, of everything, of his, like, the his detail. Face. Like, dude, yeah, it was so detailed. The fur.
That's 4K.
That's the 4K we need to be on. But, I mean, overall, I love the trailer. A lot of good stuff. Disney, you know, y'all know what y'all doing. 2019 is really big for Disney next year, guys.
It's every year's been big for Disney.
Yeah, it's Disney.
Alrighty, guys, let's get started. Okay, so, and we also did get some more promo art for the Captain Marvel movie. Now, you know, in the trailer, we don't see her wearing the helmet.
Yes, we do.
We do?
Yes, we do.
It's brief.
They're underwater.
Oh, they are? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
When she's swimming, you see the helmet with the mohawk.
I know, you can easily miss it, but yes, it is.
It was a fast scene.
Oh, okay. So yeah, she is.
But it's in there.
Okay. And do you think she's going to have it on, like, significantly throughout the film, or?
Probably as well at the same time as Star-Lord wears his, whenever she needs it.
Yeah, so, a lot of that promo art was basically from the merch that's coming out for it.
Okay.
There was a lot of pictures I could have posted on our Facebook page, but, you know, a lot of it was, like from like pictures of like spiral notebooks and all that, you know, like she's on the cover of them and, you know, that kind of merch, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, it was all stuff we've seen before, but yeah, the full body look of her in the helmet with the mohawk. Yeah. That was one that I liked and I did post.
I think I enjoy that.
Yeah. One of my theories, which I know it's not going to come true,
but
I would love to see it, is that they keep her long hair in the Captain Marvel movie. And then they actually have the, Butch mohawk in Infinity War Part 2.
Okay,
you know what I'm talking about,
because the phases that she goes through.
Yeah, I would love to see that and everything, but I'm I'm very doubtful that that will
that happen, they'll so. Stay true to that lore. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, just with all that being said, I mean, so far this, I mean, this movie's going to be, it's expected to be really good. It's expected
100
to,
days.
Yeah, 100 days. I know
it's even technically like 99 now.
But yeah, Marvel's launching its own thing with its own countdown pretty much already. Like, it's just, the marketing of this is so everywhere. Man, for
Avengers 4.
Yeah, the Avengers 4 trailer. Sadly, guys, it's been on and off, and we have to say it, but it is not here, guys. Yeah, the Avengers 4 trailer is not here, ladies and gentlemen. As of right now, on this date of Wednesday, November 28th at 10:21 p.m., guys, it is not here at this very moment.
Well, let's not count. That's not our. What's that saying? Let's not count our chickens yet.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
When do you think it's gonna happen? Let's go ahead and throw it out there.
Because in all honesty, the Russo brothers are doing their live Q&A, but they're doing it after the Infinity War screening, which is happening right now, and the screening's not done yet.
Okay.
So they still got to do their Q&A.
Okay.
And it's still technically over there. It's like what, like 8 o'clock.
Where they at?
So what you're saying
Cali?
Is we're
gonna Cali? Yeah, about eight o'clock.
So what you're saying, we're gonna have to stay here till that time?
No.
But
Skyping. Yeah, I would love to see a trailer today, but I doubt there's gonna be one today. But I feel like they're at least gonna give us the title.
Oh, that'd be good.
Knowing the brothers, okay,
so yeah. and then the next day they're gonna drop the trailer.
Now let's throw it out there. I mean, so much speculation with the rumors. Oh, the trailer's gonna come out today. Trailer's gonna come out tomorrow. And you know,
it's like the biggest tease ever. Yeah,
with all that being said,
I'm never gonna have this much anticipation and excitement. Not even when like my future wife is pregnant.
Oh, dude, yeah, you're so jacked up.
I'm sorry, I still love you.
Wherever you are. Wherever
you are. You just got divorced. Is there anything about a new wife?
Please, Sharon, bring back the kids.
Mijo, I miss you.
Baby mama. Maria. Richie. Okay, so you know, let's think of this. Titles. Now let's go ahead and throw out, let's see if we could think of one title that we could just think of Avengers 4. And do you have one already in mind?
I got a couple of them, so I'm waiting. Okay. I want y'all to say them before I like steal y'all's answers.
I'm thinking Infinity Gauntlet.
Okay. All
right. Okay, that was weird. I was not thinking about.
Honestly, I don't even know. I mean, it's kind of like just, I don't even know what's appropriate title for
the Return of Batman.
Yeah, Batman. Avengers 4, Batman Returns.
I'm shaking my head so hard.
The Dark Knight Returns. Oh my God. No, honestly, if I had to say, and if I'm thinking of just how brutal it's going to be and how the comeback's going to be, I mean, to be honest, I'll just be like, Avengers 4.
Don't say it.
What?
Avengers Forever.
No.
No, I was Captain Planet. It.
Yeah. I was like,
oh, there you go. That's a good one.
Well, Captain Planet.
Yeah. No. Honestly, I haven't really brainstormed too much into it. I haven't really thought of it. I know I've heard so much like Annihilation. Mm. I've heard so much you know, just so much
the,
stuff.
The two main that I've heard is Annihilation and The Last Avenger.
The Last Avenger. Justin, go ahead.
I've thought it was going to be Endgame. And then Annihilation is one. Reason why I'm saying Annihilation, and I've read it so many times, like, and one other Reddit user, he talked about it possibly being Annihilation just because it references going back to Age of Ultron, when Ultron does say that, you know, the only way, you know, this world can, you know, this universe can be is in annihilation. So you know, that's a good thing. And I actually got chills because of, I just said it right now, but, yeah, you know, I feel like that's going to be the title.
Okay. All right. That's not bad. I mean, yeah, I had to say.
Or what should be something stupid like Perfectly Balanced. Avengers 4, Perfectly Balanced.
No, I mean, I would just say like Man's Galactic Revenge. War. I don't know. I'm thinking Star Wars. Every time I hear Galactic, well,
so
I'm just
okay,
like,
so apparently there's also a novel that came out, like a one-shot novel for Avengers 4, and it focuses on Thanos. And apparently I haven't read it yet, but there's another villain that's going to come out.
Okay. I wouldn't doubt it.
And so they put it in the novel. So I'm looking for it at Barnes & Noble. Start reading it.
All right. So I know we're spending too much on this, but let's come out with this like a ridiculous like theory, like something that nobody's said, but like it'd be stupid if it happened, but it'd be kind of cool if it happened in the movie.
What do you mean? Like as
like something that like you think would happen in this? In the movie. That nobody's talked about, but it'd be like stupid, but cool
that it happened. I know, this is actually going to jump right into it, into our next topic that we're going to talk about is, you know, Justin, you posted on our album. If you haven't seen it, guys, be sure to check it out on the Animal City Movie Talk page. Was the real live Hugh Jackman took to Twitter on tomorrow, guys. It's going to be on the Today Show, right?
Yeah.
The Today Show.
Yep,
so many morning. People speculating. Is Wolverine coming back?
No.
I mean, no.
Well,
as much as I love, yeah, but yeah, go ahead.
On Hugh Jackman's Twitter, he talked about Wolverine possibly coming back, but it won't be him because he said somebody's going to buy the rights. That's kind of how he left that.
I always wanted Tom Hardy for it. I'm sorry. I know you don't want Tom Hardy
for it. I saw something.
Tom Hardy? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Tom Hardy is Wolverine.
Yeah.
No.
Why? I can't be Wolverine?
No. You're going to be Bane. That's it. You lucky even be Venom. Like, he just...
God, he sounded so stupid as Venom. I'm Eddie Brock.
He's not good. Not to say that he's a bad actor, because he's not. But... He's not a bad actor. He's just, I feel like you should leave up Wolverine or those characters up to a new upcomer. Mm-hmm. I feel like they should go all the way from the ground. Like, get someone our age. Hey, Justin, you want to be cast as Wolverine? That was a real question.
I would say no.
Just looked at me
as far as they are into the universe, it'd be dumb for them to cast someone as young as us. You know?
Yeah,
what I'm saying.
Man, it's yeah. I mean, okay.
He would have to be like early 30s.
Yeah.
That's what. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so you know,
Jim from The Office.
Going back to Avengers
John
4,
Krasinski is going to be
Reed Richards.
Yes, Reed Richards.
if I had to pick, I mean, just something crazy, it would probably be I guess the only thing I could think of really on the top of my head is Quicksilver coming back, and then like saving the day or something. I don't know.
No, Quicksilver coming back and saying you didn't see that coming.
Like him coming back to life. I mean, that's really the only thing I could really think of. I mean, besides like, and then Josh Whedon coming in as a cameo. I mean, you never know. I mean, just
taking over for Stan. Or
no, what the heck? Josh Whedon's a director.
Or Jeremy Renner coming back as Ronan and being like, "Hello, boys."
But see, look, it's funny because we look at the Russo brothers like everyone's staring at their Twitter account. Everyone's staring at them.
I would love that. I don't know.
are the people, and these are these individuals, these two brothers. I mean, look at where they Killing come it. From. They come from Yumi and Dupree. They directed Yumi, a knockoff film
really?
That I really did love. And with Owen Wilson, and just they directed Yumi. Like, Marvel took a huge risk getting these guys, and now everyone's like,
now they got everybody in the palm of their hands.
Yeah, now they got everyone. They just the time where
they are now, quote unquote, the biggest cock teasers.
We'll edit that out. We'll put that out. No. Sorry, guys.
That's funny.
Sorry, but, guys.
Okay, yeah. Let me say mine. Because there's two of them that I've always said, at least to my other friends and everything.
Go ahead.
One of them would be is that Nova comes to wreck shit.
I forgot to mention Adam Warlock. I want Adam Warlock.
Well, yeah, that would be a good one too.
Okay, sorry.
But yeah, but I mean that's been talked about already though. But
we get Daredevil.
That's what I'm saying. No, to do what?
Really. To get
beat up.
But yeah,
have the chick from 13 Reasons Why. Yeah. She's gonna give Thanos his tape.
Yeah, but yeah, like I've always like thought, you know, like that'd be cool, like Nova coming out and everything, because you know they have mentioned the Nova corpse and everything, so. That you know that'd be one. One of the most ridiculous like theories like I've said like that'd be pretty cool, but at the same time be like okay, would be like the Watcher comes down and he just like says, he goes, "I've seen enough," and then like they pan up to the Watcher's face and it's like Stan Lee. Like
dang. I mean yeah, because
technically
there's a fan,
you know,
theory that he is the Watcher.
Dang,
so. Dang.
You know
that's not bad.
Sue me. Sue me if those are stupid ideas. Which are not.
They are stupid. All right. So the next topic. So the world is at a pause right now with, you know, with just so many great individuals that really impacted our childhood, our lives. You know, it's just so much. So this was this happened this past week, guys, and it was SpongeBob SquarePants creator has died at the age of 57 after a battle with ALS. And it was just, you know, a lot of people took this to heart, man. Like, it just, they took it very much to heart. And it was just crazy because of all the stuff that's going on right now with the passing of Stan Lee and now this creator. It's like all the creators are just, like, individual, like, they're just passing on. And I mean, this guy was young compared to Stan. I mean, Stan Lee, we knew Stan Lee's time was coming. Rest in peace.
Heart and respiratory failure for him.
Yeah, that they did officially announce his birth. Yeah, autopsy. That was crazy, man. But so overall, I mean, just so the SpongeBob. So the SpongeBob has been dead for a while, right? It's been obviously. It's still going on.
No,
The story's still going on.
New episodes.
Yeah, man.
Oh wow, I thought it was already done.
Like every week. Back.
No, they're doing like 19 something.
Are y'all watching it?
Am I watching it?
Yeah.
No.
Are you watching it?
I have a kid now, so yeah, I watch it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't have.
How's
kids.
It going? Is it funny still?
Oh, I don't know. My kid laughs. Oh, okay. I don't. It's
so must be doing his job.
It sounds exactly the
it's
same.
It's the same.
Their
different
artistic
animation
style has changed again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
it looks more like
it looks like the stupid cartoons.
They still got their like one-liners and everything though.
Yeah.
Okay. So. All right. Okay.
Everybody sharing that same stupid artistic style.
SpongeBob will never die because SpongeBob is the heart of memes right now. So
yeah. Fact. And then of course you know Tex is all around there, Sandy.
Okay, anyways.
Texas, bro. Texas forever.
Whatever.
All right. All right, guys. So Annabelle 3 gets official synopsis, ladies and gentlemen. Annabelle 3 comes out next year. And, man, 2019 is going to be real big for every movie studio next year. I mean, we get Godzilla. We get so much good stuff from Warner Brothers.
We get Cowboy
Disney,
Bebop.
Everything, guys. Annabelle 3 gets official synopsis. Determined, as I read as follows. Determined to keep Annabelle from wrecking more havoc, Ed and Lorraine Warren bring the possessed doll to the locked artifacts room in their home, placing her safely behind scarred glass and enlisting a priest's holy blessing. But an unholy night of horror awaits as Annabelle awakens the evil spirits in the room, who all set their sights on a new target, the Warrens, the 10-year-old daughter, Judy, and her friends. Wanda explains, James Wong himself explains, and this is the director, guys, from the first Conjuring, the second one, and pretty much the one that made Saw. Like, this guy's the horror, like, he's the hot head honcho of horror. It's he basically says, quote-unquote, Annabelle basically activates all the other haunted artifacts in that room. So it's basically a night at the museum with Annabelle. What is your thoughts on that?
I wonder if this is going to be the one where they kill Ed Warren.
No, I don't think so. I feel like it's. I don't think it's gonna happen because I know they're still trying to make a Conjuring 3.
Yeah, but so, he doesn't need to be in the Conjuring 3. Because he does die early on into their career.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I don't think he's gonna die yet. I feel.
Well,
like,
I mean, not early on, but I mean, when they're in their age, I think it was speculated that something in their house killed him.
Oh yeah.
I mean, messing with that kind of stuff. Yeah. Something's got to follow you.
And of course, with all that havoc, if just that Annabelle does activating the others, you know, the other beings there, the other creatures, whatever,
Pandora's
the
box.
Spirits, I'm just like, dang, that's crazy.
Like, sounds like a lit party.
So what are your thoughts, Justin?
What are my thoughts?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
You're excited, right? Yeah. I mean, Annabelle taking over. I mean, Annabelle 2, I mean, Annabelle Creation itself was a great movie. I really did enjoy that movie. I had fun in that movie. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so go ahead to the next topic, ladies and gentlemen. Justin, read us off one.
Netflix acquires Cowboy Bebop. And they're going to create a live-action adaptation.
And Keanu Reeves is starring that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Netflix.
Have y'all seen Cowboy Bebop?
I have not. I was actually going to start watching that.
How dare you? And how dare you?
Nope.
Because that is a national treasure in the anime world. It seriously is. It was one. It's a classic.
What's anime?
Weeps. Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, that's dude. Cowboy Bebop is literally a national treasure in the anime world. It seriously is one of the best.
And it's still going on, or
no? I mean, they created like two movies after that, but
There's a cult following for it.
Oh yeah, of course.
Like San Antonio does a Cowboy Bebop jazz night.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Oh, dude, it's a great anime. I mean, honestly.
So it has a following, has a huge following.
Oh,
base.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, big time.
I've been always wanting to get into it, but I haven't like actually sat down and got into it.
Yeah, I mean, they've got it on Hulu and you know all that. So, I mean, do you have Hulu? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I mean, check it out, dude. It's seriously, it's like, it's not that long. But you know,
why are you looking at me like it's
well? Because it's you know, compared to other animes that have got like over like 100 and something, almost like 300 episodes. God, you know, this does not reach that that you know length wise. But great story. It's
you
awesome.
Know, I would start it as soon as I'm done with One Tree Hill because you know that show's just amazing.
Tree Hill, man. What are you from the 90s?
yeah, pretty much.
Which I remember watching that in the 90s.
Awesome show. Come on,
we're
guys.
Talking about anime.
Yeah. All right. No, we're doing a shift. So, guys, if you don't know, I mean, I'm a huge fan of One Tree Hill. Lucas Sky, for listening to this, man, I really do appreciate you, man. Thanks for listening, as always. Just showing a lot of love to One Tree Hill, even though it's been done already probably about a decade by now.
2 decades.
2 decades. No, it's not that long. But. Let's go ahead and shifting on to 2 decades ago, maybe even longer than that, ladies and gentlemen. Sylvester Stallone says Creed 2 is probably his last time playing Rocky Balboa.
He's tired. No, he's tired.
Yeah, so when he left off his story in Creed 2, if you haven't already, guys, be sure to check out our Creed 2 movie review on our YouTube channel. So when he left off his story, I felt like it was done to where, like, that's it. You know, it was a soft ending for him.
Well, I feel like it's a soft ending. I mean, I feel like it's just an ending for that.
For him.
No, for everything.
For the franchise. Everything. Yes. Well, franchise. We did talk about that because we were talking about that right after the movie. We're just like, is this it? Like, is this? Is it? I feel because the way he quote, the way he, I'm not going to read the whole because he did a pretty good paragraph, guys. If you haven't already, check it out on the Instagram. If not, you can also check it out on our Animal City Movie Talk page. It pretty much says like he's pretty much passing on the mantle off to like Michael B. Jordan and them. So it's a creative team. So can you see them doing a Creed 3?
No.
No.
Because the reason why I'm saying that is because what are they going to do? Honestly. Bring the son of Mr. T out and he's going to find him?
There was that rumor going around that Mr. T would get in the ring, man. You never know.
Is T even still alive?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Man.
I feel like he could probably kick my ass.
Probably, yeah.
So, I mean, what do you... I don't know. I'm just. At,
I don't,
I'm on.
I
I'm
don't
on
watch a, the franchise, so I could.
Honestly, they, dude, it, like
for doing this for 40 years. I mean, think about it. 40 years. It's just.
If you actually think about it, it was like they can't do something without people being like that was already done in the first Rocky.
Yeah, because it's funny because that's what people are going to relate this one to. So pretty much, people are going to relate this one to Rocky IV. Like it's just pretty much almost exactly the same thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, except it's Michael B. Jordan, and it's a different time. That's pretty much it. And they do an HBO series in it. Spoiler alert. They do an HBO little segment thing.
In all honesty, after Creed 2, that's it. That should be it. Just like there shouldn't have been a Rocky 5, because in all honesty, that was a waste of a movie.
That was.
The actual Rocky movie where he came out of retirement to fight that one dude, I thought that was a great move. I thought that was a great move.
That was pretty good. It was decent.
It was like kind of like Grudge Match, you know? You remember Grudge Match? Yeah. I mean, even though that movie came out after this one, but, you know, it was, you know. Yeah. That's it.
On the fence.
No, that's it.
Now I just need him to retire from being Rambo.
Oh, man. Yeah. See, I'm just.
I think he's already done because I feel like he's. I wouldn't doubt it if there's people like being like, hey, let's do another one of these movies from back in the day, you know. They got
he's
Rambo.
Finishing off his franchise.
Sorry, I'm tapping to make a point. So like he's gonna finish off Rambo, and then next thing you know, they're gonna be like,
Last
all right,
Blood, so.
One more Expendables, and we end it, you know, after that.
Oh, guys, I'm still waiting on the next Expendables. Maybe they'll get that started.
Ooh, I wonder if we're gonna get crazy Mel Gibson.
Yeah, we'll probably get him. Bunch of other. We'll get Mr. T in there. You never know. Alrighty, guys. So that's next topic, ladies and gentlemen. So next topic, and it's not gonna be on our sheet, guys, but it's gonna be the new poster today. Got released the new poster for Toy Story 4, ladies and gentlemen. The new poster for Toy Story 4 was released on Disney's international account, and it took to Twitter, guys. And I mean, it's not bad. I mean, it's pretty much almost the same thing as the first poster they gave us.
It's just with more in the background.
Yeah, it shows like a carnival happening in the background.
Yeah,
and it just, I mean,
so there's like there's multiple things looking in the background if you actually like zoom into the picture. Yeah. It's got an RV park there, of course, the carnival. I don't know what the timeline is after this. Yeah, like, right. How many years after? Is this after the Raptor episode,
Toy Story 3, right?
Maybe it was like 18 years after, ooh, you know, like yeah, the little girl is grown up already, you know? I mean, there's a lot
we
of
don't know. We don't know. Until we get an official trailer, that's when we'll actually see like, okay, where is this going? Where's the outcome? Where's the time frame from it?
We've only gotten that teaser.
Yeah.
Where, both of them. Yeah. You know, where they show, they tease.
But it's just going a toy. The
spoon. Yeah. And then Keegan and Michael Keel.
Yeah. So that's all we got. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that could happen in this movie. But it has been said that this pretty much is the last one.
Keanu Reeves is going to be in it.
Yeah. And that Tom Hanks said that he had a hard
very
time.
Emotional.
Him
very
and
end.
Tim Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very much at the very end. That was crazy. I read that too. That was very inspiring because I can't wait to see it on screen. If they're just getting emotional from the words, it's just that means it's going to be just as good on screen. And Pixar knows what they're doing.
I'm ready to break down in the theater. I don't know about y'all. I'm not emotionally ready, so, but you know, let it happen.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen. Alright, Justin, go ahead and get it started, man. Alright, so we got, did we get an Avengers 4 trailer yet, Justin? AKA, yes or no? But what did you win, Justin? Tell us, what did you win? What footage did you win, Justin?
What footage did I win? I don't know, Rihanna.
You won the Joker, Joaquin, aka
Joaquin
Phoenix Joker. Just as good as Avengers 4, isn't it?
Yeah. So actually, it was funny way how I stumbled upon that video. It did come out today on Reddit, but actually saw the same one on Twitter. And somebody captioned it as like if you go back to your ex, you're a clown. And then like and then it says me, and then it's like Joaquin Phoenix walking down the street. So I thought that was pretty funny. So
yeah.
But yeah, after I saw that, I was like, yeah, okay, I'll post it. So, but yeah.
What do you think of the footage, man? I mean, just this little like, what is this like 10-second footage of
him I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, just him walking.
I don't care, man. The whole movie could be him walking, and I'll love it, man. I'll go watch the movie.
I've always loved Joaquin Phoenix films.
Oh yeah,
they've always been good. Walk the Line, Her.
Even that recent one that we saw, the Sisters Brothers, that one's pretty good.
Oh man, that one's really good. Yeah, Sisters Brothers. Good. That was a good movie, man. I love what I'm a sucker for certain westerns. But so
Ridiculous Six.
Yeah, not that kind of western. No. But also we forgot to announce was the first look, ladies and gentlemen, the first official announcement came to Disney was the first look of course was the Disney's live action Kim Possible. And I know everyone's dogging on it. I know we were dogging on it.
I don't know how
Justin,
I feel.
What did you say first?
Shego isn't even the same shade of green. Like, Jesus Christ.
What did you say it was, though?
It looks like a porn parody.
Yeah, a porn parody, like Rowdy. And it's funny because everyone's agreeing with us. It looks like a porno, like Rowdy. Like, I'm just like, what is up with her? I'm not digging it. I know my wife was digging it. She grew up watching Kim Possible.
She liked it? Dude,
yeah. No, she's not agreeing with
it.
Oh,
okay.
But she loves Kim Possible.
I swear. They're going to do something like Wade is going to be a fat white guy. I feel like he's going to be something stupid like that.
Yeah. Charlie, what'd you think, man?
Man, it's terrible.
It's terrible. It's terrible
looking. Unless
they're going to, like, you know, alter their skin, you know, like, yeah,
CGI.
Yeah, CGI or whatever. But I highly doubt it. I mean,
it's as bad as Beast Boy in Titans.
You know, Draken doesn't even look, he doesn't look as creepy. Like, he doesn't look menacing or whatever like he did. Because
in the
show.
Cartoon, I think he had blue skin, right?
Yeah, he was blue skin.
Yeah, he had blue skin.
Yeah, same thing with Shego. And I feel like they're going to mess this up pretty bad because the show goes pretty deep on like even their backstory and everything. And I feel like they're not even going to get Shego's backstory, you know, right.
So, are they going to play a song? Kim Possible.
Honestly, they shouldn't even play anything at all.
They shouldn't even make this movie.
This was a bad move. They honestly, Rufus is going to be, you know, CGI. They're pouring all this movie into this live action. When why don't they just do a revival of the show?
You know? They should.
You know what I'm saying,
on the DC Plus service.
Shut up. What? The DC Plus?
No, they're Disney Plus service. You
said DC Plus.
Did I?
Yes,
yeah. You did. Y'all like. No, let us know in the comments down below. No. Yeah, Disney Plus. Comments.
I mean, I know that's exactly what I'm saying. It's like they do a lot of live action stuff, you know, for like animated stuff that should not even be a thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like we just said one right now, Cowboy Bebop. I don't think it should be a thing.
Especially with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
They totally whitewashed.
Yeah.
Same thing with Scarlett Johansson. Especially and, Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah. Dude, everybody's on the fence with Netflix doing live action stuff of anime. I mean, they, you know,
Bleach was terrible.
Wait, really? Actually, that got a lot of more positive feedback. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like,
I heard two different
movies. Yeah. I mean, like, a lot of people liked Bleach better and everything. Death Note was terrible. Which I'm forever going to scold you.
Hey, you were not a part of the show at the time.
Which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I've said it before.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to say it again. The reason why I came onto the show was because of his review for Death Note. That's why. I was like, this guy needs someone who knows. Ooh, it needs to fill in that gap.
Yeah. So going next topic, guys. So the official poster to the Lego Movie, the second part, guys. This happened early, November 20 something. And they released a poster. The poster was just like, it was okay. It wasn't even great. I'm just like, eh.
I mean, why even make a second one?
Because everything is awesome.
I mean, I'm not under 10, so I don't really care for it.
Oh, wow. Dang. Okay. Well, Toy Story is for under 10 and you care for
it. Well, you know what? I was around that age when it came out, all right? So, you know, go choke on something.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
I'm just upset that Batman's like not the main thing. Like, I'm just like, dude. Because it's the Lego movie. What?
Because it's the Lego movie, not Lego Batman.
It's the Lego movie / Batman.
I do not like Will Arnett Batman. Sounds terrible.
What? Chaotic.
But that Young Justice season 3, though.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, that's going to be lit.
I'm excited.
I've seen all
the episodes. I still will not pay for the DC streaming service, though.
Yeah.
I'll give you my login.
Oh, okay, I was just going to go, like, I don't know, somewhere else. Find it somewhere on the internet. The internet's a very...
Reliable
and very hurtful place.
All right, guys. Last topic. Let's go ahead and mention it, guys. So, John Favreau actually, John Favreau. I was actually just watching John Favreau earlier today too. We're watching The Breakup again. Another good movie. Just phenomenal. John Favreau, Couples Retreat. I mean, if you don't know him, he's an amazing actor, writer, director. Great stuff. Great funny stuff. He's a comedy relief guy. No. He's a comedian. from the DC. So John Favreau, he's taking over the TV for the Star Wars TV show. That's The Mandalorians, the Star Wars TV live action. He actually took a photo early this week, guys, with the Russo brothers. They were there, and I was just like,
Takiti.
It was just like a reunion.
Well, the director from Thor was also there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was there too.
What's his name? Takiti.
Yeah, correct us if we're saying the names wrong. Sorry about that, guys.
I don't know how to pronounce
it. But this
year, so I don't get fined.
But yeah, so they took to Twitter and said reunion on the set, guys. Reunion on the set, ladies and gentlemen. So, I mean, just pretty much showing
Thanos huge snaps creators. And the Marvel Universe merges with Star Wars.
Yeah. Well, I mean, John Favreau, you know, he's the one that really, he directed the first Marvel movie.
Each director is going to get an episode?
No, nothing like that. No, he's in charge of, I mean, he's not in, I'm sorry, he's not in charge, he's producing, but I feel like he's writing too, is with the same time too, because it's just like, with so much heat that Star Wars is getting, and it's funny too, because me and Chris and Greg were talking about this earlier too, was that,
right, because we know who they are.
Oh, I'm sorry, Justin knows who they are. I'm sorry. This is one of my coworkers. We talk about movies and such. It's pretty much, we're like a decade apart, so we talk about movies of different decades. So, like, we're like 10 years apart, so I got one that's like 50-something, one that's 30, so, like, it kind of evens out, you know? So, the funny thing is that when it comes to Star Wars, and just everyone, like, The Last Jedi, so much heat, And then they decide to pull away from the Boba Fett, and then now they're doing their TV Mandalorians, which is, people are not really, they're not saying it's a bad idea because that's what everyone really wanted. And I feel like they should, they're, because they're, the, what I feel like too with the Disney stuff with the Star Wars is they're marketing more towards kids, and that's what they're getting with their new, with their new Star Wars that's on Disney XD right now.
There's, oh, the Rebellion?
The Rebellion, yeah.
Hasn't Disney like always been marketed towards kids?
Yeah. No, but like I feel like it's done, it's doing like 98% of the time now. I'm just like, okay, what about us? You know, what about the...
Right, but if they do The Mandalorian, it's perfect because if they're doing that sort of thing, because they're not focusing on Jango, they're not focusing on Boba. If you focus on them, they're going to overpower the story because you're going to think, okay, I only know them from the movies. Not a lot of people know the comics.
See, and the good thing, the good stuff is that we never seen the actual black saber in a live action show. We've seen the black saber so many times in Rebels, in we've seen it in the Clone Wars, but we've never seen it in live action. They gave so many hints to it in Rogue One when they said black saber. And if you do not know, moviegoers, TV goers out there, any type of pop culture out there, if you do not know what the black saber is from Star Wars. The black saber is what was a weapon used during the dark times, pretty much when the Jedi and the Sith, and there's so many Sith everywhere, and the Mandalorians had to defend themselves, and they fought using this weapon. Pretty much, it's the title is. It's a black lightsaber that was forged from the Mandalorians to kill Jedi and the Sith, defend them because they were everywhere, and they were using their kyber crystals into that. But I mean, I'm excited for it. I cannot wait to see to see the Mandalorian TV show, guys. I mean, are y'all excited for it?
I'm excited.
Justin?
I'm sorry. I'm laughing at this whole, like, this Marvel thread on Reddit. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
Dude, there's people losing it. Like, seriously, they're just like...
They gotta calm down, man.
Like, what? I'm sorry. No, continue what you were saying, because I don't want to cut into it.
No, go ahead.
It's just like, one of them is like, this guy was all like, I'm paying for money to get info on it, and I'm losing money on this, and I'm getting so frustrated. One of the guys is literally saying that.
What?
Yeah, because there's people there at the screening right now, and that are on this thread. And one of the guys actually took a picture with both Russo brothers, but he just happened to catch Anthony. And he basically said, he asked him if he could take a picture with him, and he said yes. And then after that, he goes, where's the trailer? And that he just laughed and walked away.
That's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. Sorry, guys. We're not gonna get the Avengers 4 trailer today, guys.
Everybody's like, well, when's the trailer? Where's the trailer? And just like, I don't know. But yeah, there's like other people saying too that like, is like, as stupid as it sounds, that they're probably thinking that Hugh Jackman's announcement tomorrow is gonna be the trailer.
We'll find out here first, guys. Be sure to follow us on our page, man. We'll be able to give you a trailer, our official trailer reaction, guys, here at the Alamo City Movie Talk Studios. If you haven't already, guys, like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and be sure to hit that subscribe button on YouTube, ladies and gentlemen. All right, be sure to look us up, Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Thank you for listening out there, guys. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D, Akinola Ryan 680.
I'm Juan the Cook Carreño.
And I am Justin at Dose of Stir.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. You know you want to, guys. Follow us everywhere. We're on everywhere podcasts can be found, guys. We're everywhere. Be sure to look us up. You have a wonderful day.